Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. It is the day that we celebrate. It is the day we let our hair down. We try not to take ourselves too terribly seriously. And in short, it is the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know what day it is. It is Friday. It's the best day of the week. It is by request. All over America, listeners are clamoring for the Friday song.
Thank God
sometimes
it's Friday.
I just love it. In fact, people want the Friday song on Wednesday, and we have just determined that we're just not going to do it. It's reserved for the best day of the week. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay, I have read the entire unclassified complaint from the whistleblower. And I'll simply tell you, it reads like a New York Times article. It is uncorroborated. Somebody told me. Somebody within the White House told me. A group of people within the White House told me. And it's all second and third hand. In a court of law, they would call it hearsay evidence. And they want to impeach the president. They want to begin. They want to base impeachment on this. Congress is set to be on recess for 2 weeks, or the House at least. And I'm not sure about the Senate. We'll double check that. But essentially, they're going to be gone for 2 weeks. But now they're saying maybe they should come back and start writing up articles of impeachment. And nothing could be more misguided than that. I've read this. There is nothing in here that warrants impeachment. They're trying to drag Rudy Giuliani into this, and William Barr, and widen out the investigation. All I'm saying is it's just bizarre. We're going to be joined a little bit later on by Mark Lotter, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. And we'll find out. We'll find out what's going on. Also, don't forget, Megan Barth will join us top of the next hour. Rico Aller is on baby watch, but as of 12 seconds ago, just reconfirmed that he's going to be joining us from beautiful Dayton, Nevada. Yeah. So we'll be doing that. Let me go to the audio sound bites because there was a talking head last night who drew my attention, James Clapper, the former DNI. Now, of course, yesterday, Joseph McGuire, the acting DNI, the director of national intelligence, he is the conduit through which all of our secrets flow, okay? But Joseph McGuire testified yesterday, and again, it was a big nothing burger. Nothing essentially came out of it. There were no smoking guns. There were no big surprises. There was really nothing.
Funny comedy.
Yesterday wasn't really funny comedy as much as it was just misguided. All this anguish was just misguided. I want you to hear from James Clapper, though. This is cut two. The former DNI was on with Anderson Cooper and was talking about Trump, talking about the whistleblower and spies. I think you've probably heard this clip before, the clip of the president saying, you know, in days past, you know what we did with spies? The implication is we took them out back and shot them. But I want you to hear James Clapper, the former DNI, with Anderson Cooper, talking about the whistleblower and spies. Here it is.
First, it kind of smacks, at least to me, of potential witness tampering. And I think it's going to be probably have a, to put it mildly, a chilling effect on any future whistleblower's willingness to come forward with reports of wrongdoing. So I, on all counts, I thought it was egregious to make that kind of threat.
Acting Director DNI, who hasn't been on this job very long, did he do the right thing in seeking his attorney's counsel on this rather than just forwarding this as the statute requires?
I thought Joe McGuire did a great job today in the open hearing held by the House Intelligence Committee. He's in an impossible position, and he tried to walk a fine line here. And what makes it difficult for him is that the law, the Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection Act, is understandably completely silent on the possibility of the president himself or herself being the target of a complaint.
It's not written in that way. It's written not for things within the intelligence community.
Exactly. So that the as he said many several times, the situation is completely unique.
Yeah.
Institutionally, I believe he did the right thing. I mean, that is the classic procedure here is to consult with the White House counsel, etc.
Yeah.
He made another choice, and he was again trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, there you have it. James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, was on with Anderson Cooper last night. Coming up, how did this whole Joseph McGuire testimony yesterday, how did it play at the White House and in the reelect campaign? Mark Lauder will join us. He is the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 reelect. We'll get his perspective coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. You're listening to the official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights National Hockey League team. Pre-game begins tonight at 7, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Thank you, Madonna! I can't believe it. I can't believe it. One of the most liberal people on the planet praising me. I just love it. Thank you so much. I have read the unclassified letter from this whistleblower to Richard Burr, the chairman of the Select Committee on Intelligence in the Senate, and Adam Schiff from the People's Republic of California, the chairman of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence in the House. There is nothing there. I promise you, there is nothing there. Let's get the perspective of the reelect campaign. Mark Lauder is Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. And Mark, I know you had a chance to witness the Joseph McGuire testimony yesterday. No smoking guns, no nothing nefarious, it looks like, going on there. You have read the complaint. What do you make of all of this? And is this much ado about nothing?
Absolutely, it's much to do about nothing. I mean, this so-called complaint is more like a gossip column, because if you read it, every sentence starts with, I have no personal knowledge of, I'm not a witness of, other people who know something, I overheard, and someone who knows something or might have known something told me this. I mean, there's not a single firsthand account in this this so-called complaint and allegation. It's like the dossier. It's verified by public media. I mean, it's really just kind of laughable. And when you you get to the bottom of it and you look at the actual transcript, there was no quid pro quo. There was no threatening of or pressure applied to Ukraine with the military aid as being on the line. In fact, the president didn't even mention anything about Ukrainian corruption or Joe Biden until the president of Ukraine mentioned Rudy Giuliani first. You can tell they put the cart before the horse. They were talking about impeachment and going down that path before they even read the transcript and anything was out in public.
Hey, Mark, am I missing something, or did this read more like a Washington Post New York Times news story, uncorroborated sources, unnamed sources? This does not read like a legal document. It reads like a New York Times article.
No, it really does. I mean, right now, the liberal media and Democrats have so much egg on their face, we should be sending them Trump toast. I mean, this is just, I mean, this is laughable, and that they're going to base the impeachment off of this. And Kevin, I'll tell you, you know, I know now they're all talking about a cover-up. Well, this is the worst game of hide-and-seek ever if you actually declassify and release everything you were accused of covering up.
I want to ask you, though, because Nancy Pelosi yesterday said that they're essentially moving up, or at least there have been reports that she is moving up the timetable for developing articles of impeachment. What do you know about that? And impeachment is a whole new ball game. It requires, you know, hundreds of new lawyers. Do you know, is the White House equipped for this?
Absolutely. The White House is equipped for this. And I'll also tell you, because we've got the campaign in place and we've been in place, that just helps the president with this, because we're designed every day. We have, you know, hundreds of people here in this office that do nothing but amplify the messages of the White House, attack, research the opponents. So whether it's the 20 people in that socialist clown car that they call a Democrat field, or the squad, or supporting the president on the USMCA, this team is built to do that every single day. And you can better be sure that we're going to be there doing everything we can while our friends and colleagues over on the official side deal with things, you know, with Congress and in the White House.
Mark, what about Rudy Giuliani? His name has come up in the complaint, in the letter, and a lot of people are saying, Rudy's going to be in trouble. Rudy's going to be in trouble. Rudy says he'll be celebrated when this thing's all over. What is your read on Rudy's involvement in this thing with Ukraine, and is he in any kind of legal jeopardy?
Well, as far as I know, let me be very clear. As far as I know, Rudy is acting in his capacity as the president's personal attorney. But let's also remember that Rudy Giuliani built his career investigating government corruption and putting a stop to it. So who better to go uncover what is going on? And we've got to have a really serious and honest conversation. You know, this is... The Ukrainian corruption goes back years and years and years. It's also been documented in, there was an article by Politico in January of 2017. The reporter now works for the New York Times, that highlighted the Ukrainian efforts to meddle in our election in 2016, to work against the Trump campaign and to benefit Hillary Clinton. There was even a DNC operative that was having meetings with the Ukrainian embassy leading up to the 2016 election. So the president is absolutely right to call out the 2016 election meddling to make sure they put a stop to it. And as it relates to Joe Biden, we need to remember the activities that are at the center of the Joe Biden part of this, which is separate from the Ukrainian meddling, is that the sitting vice president of the United States and his family might have been profiting. I mean, Hunter Biden had no experience in the Ukraine, no experience in the energy industry, no experience in corporate governance, and yet he's being paid $50,000 a month to work for a Ukrainian company that was under investigation and in the midst of his father negotiating with Ukraine as vice president. These are official actions by the vice president of the United States. And the American people have a right to know if all of that was above board.
Well, and I'm waiting for Elizabeth Warren. I'm waiting for Beto, any of these 20 Democratic presidential wannabes. I'm waiting for any of them to bring this up on the campaign trail. I can't find anybody. Have you heard of any of these candidates that are challenging Joe Biden on his participation in all of this?
You hear a little bit of it, but not very seriously. And I think that's just because they see Joe Biden imploding in front of their eyes without this. So I'm sure they're probably calculating that he is falling in the polls. You know, there's actually polls out this week to show he's no longer the leader in their primary field. He's not leading in Iowa anymore. He's not leading in New Hampshire anymore. He's not even leading in the national polls. So they see Joe Biden kind of falling off just because he's a bad candidate, and they're probably taking a pass. But I'll tell you, we got when you hear the Democrats say that, you know, this Joe Biden thing is seeking political dirt, A, he was the sitting vice president when this happened, and are they actually suggesting that a federal office holder cannot have questionable dealings in a foreign country, and if they're a candidate, then it never gets to be investigated? Because that's a dangerous precedent, because a federal candidate would never leave office and do whatever they want if they didn't think that their international deeds might be scrutinized.
What is your, and I've only got 90 seconds, what is your crystal ball telling you today? Does the House end up developing articles of impeachment? And if so, then what happens then?
Well, nothing surprises me. I mean, if it's a day that ends in Y, the Democrats want to impeach this president. They've been trying to do it for 2.5 years. Everything they've tried has fallen flat on its face, whether it's collusion and Russia and obstruction and try to drive us into a recession. 2 weeks ago, they were trying to impeach Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, these people are consumed with it because they've got no other agenda. And America should be saddened by this, because things like the USMCA and other important issues are falling by the wayside because they're just consumed with investigation rather than actual legislation.
Mark Latter, always fun to visit with you. Thank you so much. I know we'll do it again. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Have a great weekend. Mark Latter joining us from, he is the Strategic Communication Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. Stick around, more to do as we continue. What happened last night? Alan Dershowitz, one of the most learned of legal minds, talks about who impeachment will actually hurt. The Josh McGuire testimony yesterday, the acting DNI. Who did that hurt? We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas, slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high last year. The Defense Department report just released says the suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney, one of the few GOP voices who called President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine in a phone call deeply troubling. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I wouldn't count on him. And he's bitter about Donald Trump. I mean, every time he it's like a, I don't know, it's like a child. I mean, look, Trump did what you couldn't do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning.
This is the radio program that makes a big deal out of Friday. We work all week to get to this point. I'm so glad we're at that point. You got a big weekend planned? I've got, it's really weird that people come to me and about Thursday, and of course, then the thing is, well, hey, what, you got a big weekend planned? You going to any games? You got a date? You got this? You got that? And I end up having to say, I'm sorry, but I have nothing planned. No. No, but it's true. I have nothing planned except watching the Cubs and the Cardinals. The Cubs are going to be trying to kick the Cardinals out of the divisional
playoff win. Their magic Cardinal magic number is 3, by the way. Milwaukee Brewers, there's nothing funny about Cubs Cardinals. It's pretty serious stuff. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my friends at Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor experience. Find out more. Do it right now. EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. Alan Dershowitz is a pretty smart legal guy. He is the former Harvard law professor who has been one of the most liberal people on the planet, but has come over to our side in recent years. He was on with, Laura Ingraham last night. The Joseph McGuire hearing, he contends that rather than giving the Democrats, you know, fodder for impeachment, that this is actually going to hurt the Dems. The Dems pushing for impeachment, it's going to hurt the Democrat Party. Listen to this.
Alan, let me start with you. After watching today's hearing, did Democrats do anything to strengthen their case for impeachment?
No, not at all. I think they weaken their case for impeachment every time they speak because they make it clear that they don't understand the impeachment provisions of the Constitution. They also don't understand Article 2 of the Constitution, big picture. Article 2 of the Constitution says the executive authority of the United States shall vest in a president. 535 members of Congress, that's the legislative authority. 9 members of the Supreme Court, that's judicial authority. But one president, a unified executive, the president decides what's classified. The president decides who to speak to about foreign policy. The president decides what to ask the Ukraine to do, only subject to not committing treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And unless those criteria can be met, there's only one way to get rid of a president you disapprove of. Vote against him. The Democrats aren't doing that. What they're doing is frittering it away and moving toward impeachment, which will never occur.
That was Alan Dershowitz last night with Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel. Laura Ingraham has come up with something that I may steal. I try not to do it. I always try and authenticate what we're talking about and give people the credit that they are justly due. But I may steal this one. I know I shouldn't do this. But I want you to listen to Laura Ingraham last night dubbing the Democrats, and I'm going to use this, the punishment party. It rolls off the tongue. Here is Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
Well, the punishment party became so unhinged by Trump's very existence that they even decided to take it out on his staff. On a daily basis, they brutally vilified his top aides, throwing around casual charges of racism and white supremacy, and encouraging activists to hound them in public.
You'll see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station. You push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome.
Well, Sarah Sanders, Kirstjen Nielsen, Stephen Miller, Ted Cruz, they were all treated to the equivalent, it was like verbal stoning. Their punishment was a warning to others who even thought about joining the administration. Meanwhile, 150 Trump-appointed judges have been confirmed, and our economy under his policies is the strongest by far, no comparison, the whole world. He's taken on the Chinese and has made huge strides in trade. If Obama had done this stuff, they'd be striking up the band. Remember, Obama said it couldn't be done, but Trump did it. And Mueller, he came up with goose eggs. And recession? That seems unlikely. Again, all of this infuriates the Democrats. The happier you are, the more infuriated they are. And now, this fury and anger has brought us all to the brink of impeachment. Because the Democrat impulse, again, to punish their enemies, has only gotten stronger over time. It's metastasizing like a cancer. The cells are replicating out of control until the patient goes into organ failure.
Hemodeath 1159.
They're the punishment party, not a governing party.
They don't want to talk about infrastructure. They don't want to talk about lowering drug prices. They don't want to talk about anything because they're fixated on this. And Nancy Pelosi has been hijacked by the radical left, and everybody knows it. We can't talk about anything because, frankly, they're so tied up. They're so screwed up. Nothing gets done except when I do it.
Yet the ones who really need to be punished here are the Democrats and their enablers in the press and the deep state. Those are the ones who need to be punished. Because Washington has got to learn once and for all, they work for us, not the other way around. We are not going to let them take our jobs, all the wage increases people have seen, our stronger investments, or any of the other benefits we now enjoy because of this economy. They try to convince all of us that America could never get better, but they were wrong. And we cannot and we will not go back to the way things were before. And that's the angle.
I thought that was pretty good. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, before she got out of town yesterday, she had her weekly news conference.
No, God!
I know.
No, well, God, no. Please, no! No! No!
No, we have to do this. This is called opposition research. We've got to know what they're talking about. So here's Nancy Pelosi talking of a consensus on impeachment in her caucus. She had a chance to meet. This is cut number 7. And this is Nancy Pelosi talking about consensus on impeachment in her caucus. Listen to this.
We are investigating, as is our responsibility. We are litigating. And now we have no choice but to ask for an impeachment inquiry based on the president's actions.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I wondered how this information, this complaint, affects the push for impeachment. Many Democrats are saying that they now like to see at least a vote in the committee in October on articles of impeachment. Does that change the timeline? Does that match up to your timeline?
Our consensus in our caucus is that we will proceed in the under the auspices of where this matter is relevant, and that is in the Intelligence Committee. The timeline relates to how the committee proceeds, and our timeline will spring from them. There is consensus, though, in our committee, in our caucus, about how we have proceeded and focused on our oath of office is to protect and defend. This is a national security issue. The actions taken by the president lifts this into a whole new terrain, a whole level of concern about his lawlessness. So the timing will relate to the committee.
And on that, on the content, would you personally like to see potential articles of impeachment being drawn up specifically focused on Ukraine?
We're not talking the committee's when the committee finishes its work, and we have the work that has already been done by other chairs, there will be some determinations about how we proceed. But I'm not going to go into that today. Yes, ma'am.
Have you all decided that the impeachment inquiry is going to be narrowed and focused specifically to Ukraine and what the committees are directed to focus on?
The inquiry and the consensus in our caucus is that our focus now is on this allegation. Now we're seeing the evidence of it, and why the president thinks that this is exculpatory. Maybe he doesn't know that word. That the president thinks that this proves his innocence only goes to show how further he doesn't understand right from wrong. So it isn't about what we. This is the focus of the moment because this is the charge. All of the other work that relates to abuse of power, ignoring subpoenas of government of Congress, abuse, contempt of Congress by him, those things will be considered later. But right now we're in the inquiring stage. So that's why I said, let's not make any conclusions about articles of impeachment or anything else. We have to get the facts.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. When we come back, I'm excited about this. Carl Rove, one of the smart dudes out there. And we'll let you hear from Carl Rove, Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, and Dana Perino all in one clip. Hard to believe, but we're going to do it. Courtesy of our friends at Fox News Channel. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
I love Joe DiMassino on a Friday. Nothing better. Just listen.
You're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
That's kind of the way I feel. My give a damn's busted. All this talk about impeachment. And the possibility that they're moving the timetable for putting together articles of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi was talking about that. Karl Rove, though, had the operative phrase when he said that the Democrats had essentially rushed to judgment on impeachment and that this is ultimately going to hurt them. It's not going to help them. Here was Karl Rove with let's see, Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, and the Five's Dana Perino. Here it is. Cut eight.
It's a sad week for our country. Very prayerfully and patriotically, we had to come to a decision that had to move forward with an impeachment inquiry of the President of the United States. This is nothing that we take lightly. We wanted to have a fuller understanding of the facts.
The President has released the entire transcript. There is nothing in that transcript that rises to impeachment. The own national security chair, or the security intel committee chair, just laid out in his hearing to talk about impeachment a parody. He even called it a parody.
Carl, you're writing from a position of a lot of experience and knowledge about how this whole process works and the political blowback to come. What are your thoughts today after this hearing?
The Democrats are rushing, and when you rush, you don't look like you're being reasonable and responsible. Think about yesterday. We had Nancy Pelosi pass a judgment and describe the transcript of the president's phone call before she had even read it. And look, the Democrats, if they said, look, we're not having an inquiry into impeachment. We've not started an impeachment inquiry, but we want to know more of the facts behind this telephone call. It would have been better totally with the American people. But now it looks like particularly after the last 2 years of them trying to impeach the president over Russian collusion and saying they had, you know, Adam Schiff saying, I have concrete evidence of this. They look like they hate him and they've got nothing but a desire to remove him from office. And that kind of thing is not going to sell well with the swing voters in America who are going to decide the makeup of the next Congress and the occupant of the White House after November of next year.
What do you think happened? She had been so prudent and so cautious. And yeah. And then I know that there were the seven freshman Democrats from the Trump districts that have national intelligence and security backgrounds, military backgrounds. They did that op-ed on a Sunday night. But I just find it hard to believe that that was the thing that, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back here.
Well, it might have been, but we have to step back. She's got Jerry Nadler in the House Judiciary Committee getting increasingly restless. She's got Chairman Schiff of the Intelligence Committee getting more and more outspoken in his words. You have a steady increase in the number of Democrats who want to impeach that are publicly committed to it. And then the sort of the dam breaks with the report of what was in the transcript before the transcript was released. And that's when you saw a big number of Democrats jump in. So they were already primed. They were looking for an excuse to do it. They jumped in. Nancy Pelosi sort of lost control of her caucus, and it was she was forced to do this. I mean, she's a practical person,
right?
Which means she knows this is going to hurt her. But on the other hand, being a practical person, she knows that she's got to, having said this, seen this head of steam build up inside of her caucus,
she's
going to have to pursue it. Yeah, absolutely.
I absolutely love this. I'm going to give the other side equal time, though, because I want to go to cut one. This is Aaron Burnett with David Gregory, the former NBC Meet the Press guy. And they were contrasting Lindsey Graham today versus talking about impeachment with Bill Clinton in 1999. Listen to this.
David, let me ask you about the person who is most loudly defending the president right now, who doesn't technically work for him, and that is Lindsey Graham. So here's what he said today.
From my point of view, to impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane.
Unfortunately, it's completely inconsistent with what he has said when he said he stood on principle and morality back in 1999 about Bill Clinton. Here's what he said then.
You don't even have to be convicted of a crime to lose your job in this constitutional republic. If this body determines that your conduct as a public official is clearly out of bounds in your role, impeachment is about cleansing the office. Impeachment is about restoring honor and integrity to the office.
David?
Look, I think that contrast speaks for itself. I've covered Senator Graham for years, interviewed him many times, spoken to him many times. Lindsey Graham, as a senator today defending Trump and in the past, is unrecognizable to me. I wonder what his political mentor, John McCain, would have said about these circumstances, his animus toward Trump notwithstanding, because that's who Lindsey Graham modeled himself after. What's clear is that political expediency is far more important to him. We've seen it in other episodes. We see it here. And he could legitimately believe that it's not an impeachable offense. But for him not to say that this is objectionable or an abuse of power is striking to me.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
Yeah, I just love that. For those of you in Northeast and Central Nevada, tonight and tomorrow could bring a winter weather system with some gusty winds and rain,
no,
a bit of
God!
Snow. Yeah, no, no, no.
No,
most
God, please,
most of
no.
the region. Elko, Eureka, Humboldt, Lander, Northern Nye, White Pine counties will be impacted in some way by as early as tomorrow afternoon. So, in fact, they're expecting a low, I think, tonight in Ely of 28 degrees. 28. So be careful out there. More to come. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us. Four from the cable news outlets.
Pow, pow, pow!
All that. I know. We're talking about the dreaded I-word, impeachment. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.